882 6PR. This is the Catch Up Summer Edition.
Okay, time to get a bit of paper out and a pen because we're about to find out from Brett Patton, the CEO of Tennis West, who are the up-and-comers to keep an eye out for at the Australian Open. Now, Brett, I left you there with a little couple of minutes to ponder there. If you've got a couple of names for us that we can all keep an eye out for in the years ahead, they might even launch themselves away at the Australian Open Juniors.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a great question too. And we've got two of the brightest stars, shining stars, shooting stars coming out of the WA High Performance Tennis Academy. One is Taylor Gibson. She won the Female Junior Athlete of the Year a couple of years ago, and she is certainly an athlete on the rise. She's 17 years of age. She's absolutely going to be hitting this summer full of steam. They haven't been able to travel a lot of our WA athletes because of what's been happening with COVID. And she did have a world ranking in the 30s, 39, I think she got highs in the ITF World Junior rankings. But she's certainly one to look out for. She'll go into the Australian Open and in Australian Juniors, I should say, and a couple of lead-up tournaments. And the other young lady who I mentioned right at the top of the show, she won the Junior Athlete of the Year at this year's Newcomb Medals in Taylor Preston. These two young ladies, they are exceptional athletes. And, you know, looking forward to what the next few years will bring for these two young ladies because the world is their oyster at the moment. And they are absolutely eager and hungry to get back out and start playing some more ITF tournaments, some more national tournaments, and more international tournaments. So keep an eye out for Talia Gibson and Taylor Preston from WA. They're the two standout athletes, certainly in the female ranks in the juniors for Australian tennis at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds great. It'd be a good doubles pairing, those two, wouldn't they?
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, the T's and T's. So, and there's another young athlete coming out of WA as well, Lily Fairclough. She's a terrific left-hander. She's a tall athlete. She plays down at Henson Park Tennis Club for Henson Park State League, and she's had a tremendous year as well. She's only 15 years of age, but gee whiz, look out for her. I don't know if she's going to go across and play the Australian Open Juniors this year, but she certainly will do in the next couple of years. And she's another incredible athlete that I know that all of Australia High Performance Tennis Academy over there in Queensland and Tennis Australia in general are really excited about because she's a different style of athlete. She's a big serving lefty, a bit like Petra Kvitova. And she can serve and volley as well. So we've got unbelievable athletes coming out of WA and young Ruby Cully as well. Not Ruby Cully, Jess Cully, who's also a young athlete on the rise. She's 15 years of age. So, you know, we've been punching above our weight class here for a long period of time in WA. And because of the great culture that we've bred in the high performance academies and along with all our club coaches, we've got some of the best club coaches anywhere in the world. We're developing so much great talent and really exciting times here for WA tennis and Australian tennis for that matter.
Have you got a junior boy for us to keep an eye out for at the junior open?
I don't think we've got any junior boys from WA going into it, but we've got a couple there that are knocking on the door. Young Jake Dembo, he's 13, 14 years of age, and he's number one in Australia for his age group. And he's going away to play a tournament leading up into this Australian Summer of Tennis, and it's a 14-under grass court championships played at Traralgon. And the winner of that goes across and plays the ITF World Championships to be played at Wimbledon this year. So Jake Dembo's a certain starter, hopefully. We don't want to put too much pressure on young Jake, but he's certainly one to look out for as well. And Tristan Schoolgate, he's another young athlete that's come out of WA. He's about 19 now, and he's just starting to cut his teeth on the professional tour. He's spent a lot of his time away in Europe just honing his craft, and he's inside the sort of top 450 players in the world at the moment. So he's another young player, really, that we've got high hopes for. And he gets coached by his father, Peter Schoolgate. He used to coach down at Claremont Tennis Club for many years, and now he's part of the High Performance Academy at the State Tennis Centre. So they're two really strong athletes coming out of WA, so keep your eye on those two athletes as well.
It must be incredibly frustrating for these young kids not to be able to get out there and learn their trade on the world circuit.
Yeah, it has been tough. I mean, what a year it's been. You know, 18 months, really, of these athletes, you know, staying around at home, can't travel. But what we've been able to do is, you know, incorporate a lot more tournaments, a lot more opportunities to practice against the best athletes here. And in WA, you know, we run high performance academies down at the State Tennis Centre every day, and we get 80 of the best athletes, you know, from 12 all the way through to 18. So they're constantly training, they're constantly hitting, they're simulating, they're getting into the gym with Len Canal, our strength and conditioning coach for Tennis Australia. And, you know, because of that, they're still getting the quality hits, they're getting the volume of hitting, and they're just really ready to get back onto the world stage and the national stage and start playing, you know, other athletes than the ones they've already been playing for the last 18 months here at home. So they are just ready to go.
Now, if you're not at the top end of your sport, so if you're not, you know, right at the very, very edge of being an extreme athlete, tennis is still a great sport just to be a member of, and just to join one of your local clubs, and the social side of it's incredible. Well, we're into the week now, we're almost at Christmas. What would be a membership for a local club cost you?
They range. So they range anywhere, but they have family members, individual members, student members, and as the ad keeps playing, nine and a half years to your life if you get out there and start playing tennis.
It's a good reason to join.
Absolutely, and it's great because it does not only the physical aspect of playing tennis, but also the social aspect, you know, the emotional aspect. Everyone's craving connections, and our club environment, we've got the best clubs of any state across Australia and certainly across the world. So welcoming, they're part of the community. You know, we look at thriving tennis communities. We want to make tennis clubs the hub of all communities, all hub of LGAs or hub of suburbs, and we want people just to come in there. And if it's not to play tennis, then be part of the club and be a volunteer, work behind the bar, you know, help out with some of the leagues and the pennants, run some tournaments, run social play, or go there for cuisine nights or card nights. There's a lot of clubs that actually put that on, and, you know, some of the better clubs that are doing it right now and have won awards at the Newcombe Medal was Alexander Park. They won the Club of the Year a couple of years ago. They do it incredibly well, and they've been the standout, you know, really nationally for many, many years. And, you know, Colosseo do it well. But we've got so many clubs around. We've got 183 affiliated clubs around WA. We've got 20,000 members of those clubs. And there was 130,000 people in this last financial year that took to a court and played tennis, whether it be at a club or in a tournament or just socially, just having a hit around. But now we encourage everyone just to get down to their local court or get onto play.tennis.com.au website, and they can find a club or a court that's close to them and, you know, pick up a racket and go down there and start enjoying the wonderful game of tennis, because, you know, it's all about building that community. And we know that tennis clubs do it better than any other sport right across the world.
And, Brett, what's your plans for Christmas Day?
It's going to be a family affair this year. Like I said, I alternate between my family, who are in Geraldton for Christmas this year, and Perth, my wife's family. So we're having a Perth Christmas this year. And, again, it's a very Ocker Australian Christmas, a lot of barbecuing and a lot of ham and a lot of turkey and a lot of sleeping in the afternoons, Russell. So that'll be me.
Well, you have a really good Christmas. We look forward to speaking to you after Christmas. I think we might even try to get you on Boxing Day with a bit of a chance. Take it easy out there. Take care. Look after yourselves, and hope the tennis is going well. And we look forward to speaking to you Boxing Day. Thanks, Brett.
Thanks for the opportunity, Russell. Really appreciate it. And to all your listeners out there, wishing them a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Tennis West.
Thank you.
Breakfast. It's Gareth Parker here, and thanks for your company each and every morning on 6 p.m.